All right, welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Report, where we talk about sports the way you talk about it around the water cooler. We coming on a little bit late tonight, about 30 minutes shy, but we're here, and I want to, you know, welcome my guest, Mr. Malcolm, the Encyclopedia Cooley.
What's up, what's up?
Encyclopedia Cooley is here tonight. I got it out now. And my boy Dick on the ones and twos. And we got out a little late, but we good, Dick.
Yep. I don't blame me. Blame my son's friend.
It's all in the game, right, Malcolm?
That's what happens.
Yeah. But so, anyway, just want to welcome everybody. I know we were gone last week. So, you know, sometimes brothers got to get a little rest. And we were gone last week, but we're back this week. It's a beautiful Friday, a Friday.
Yes, sir.
And got a few things we want to talk about, namely the NBA playoffs. Mm. We're going to lead in with that tonight because actually, to me, they're pretty good this time around.
Well, it's got some intrigue.
So, yeah.
Because what you thought was going to happen hadn't happened, and you don't know what's coming next.
And you got different teams in there. And I think, because I see a lot of hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you ain't got the same teams. You ain't got Golden State. You ain't got the Lakers. And I see
a lot of, I don't care what you think. I don't care what used to be, what you used to be, who's the top.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
Yeah. And speaking of that, Minnesota, Ant-Man.
Yes, sir.
He playing out his mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So he's become one of my favorite players, and I hadn't really followed him until this year.
Right, right. Yeah. Out of Georgia.
Yes.
Out of University of Georgia.
Wasn't he supposed to be playing for the Hawks?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. I mean, I thought.
No, he was drafted by Minnesota.
Right.
And first player chosen.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was like supposed to be a trade or something.
Nah, well, ain't no way. You think we going to get that?
Well, no, I guess
No. We just ain't that lucky, bro.
Yeah.
He put Eli, if that happened.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We'd be sold out every night. So, but yeah, the NBA playoffs, to me, this year look a little different. I think that, like I say, I think with the different teams, new blood, and these guys seem to be playing hard.
It gives me the feel of 80s basketball.
Yeah, because they physical.
And I don't know the different teams that you're speaking of when the Nuggets had Alex English.
Yeah.
Those guys were tough.
They were tough.
And so, I mean, they would go up against the Lakers. Yeah, the Lakers would get them.
Right.
But it wouldn't be a cakewalk.
No, it's banging.
Yes, sir.
And people falling on the floor and hustling. And you know me, I get upset about, you know, watch the NBA. But I found myself watching this because, it just seems a little different.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that because they need something different.
Right, exactly.
They need something different. So Minnesota is playing who, Malcolm?
They got the Nuggets, the defending champs.
That's right. Because they got them 2-0.
2-0, yeah.
Okay, now do you think the Nuggets can pull out of that?
Well, hypothetically, if you're going to be unbiased, yeah, it's a possibility. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
And you know, that's interesting to say right, because them the world champions, exactly. And they got Jokic. And
they're not afraid. That's the thing I see.
No, they're not afraid. They're not afraid.
So no matter what kind of punch, Jokic, because he's going to still be dominant. He's going to get his points. He's going to get his rebound. It don't faze him.
Now, you know, Jokic, third-time MVP. You think he deserved it?
Yeah, because, I mean, just what he meant to the team, the way he can influence a game on both ends of the court.
Right.
Without the stats.
Right.
So just the fact that he's there, he puts a lot of influence on the game. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had what is Jay Gilders Alexander?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had him. A lot of guys voted for him.
Shea Gilders, yeah.
Yeah, Shea. And so
you couldn't go wrong, I don't think, with whoever you voted for. I'm just saying you couldn't get angry with the result.
I think that Jokic sealed it in the game before when they were going down on the break. They threw the ball over his head.
Yeah.
And he tapped it to the guy. I mean, that's a big man doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's and look. He saw the ball. He just let it come down. That's I mean, that's MVP stuff.
That's yeah. street ball.
And he makes he is the Denver Nuggets. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
And then the other question is that Jamal Murray, when he threw the thing out on the floor, did you see that?
I did, and it shocked because I didn't know he threw it when I first saw it.
He did.
I actually had to see it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
You can't do that, bro.
I don't know where you would ever think that's okay.
That's
and
right.
And you're speaking to a person who's had a patella tendon injury. Right. So all I can say is, man, if anybody had slipped and hurt themselves, saying I'm sorry doesn't get it.
Well, my personal opinion, I think they should have suspended him.
Right.
Because you said the president right there. And so if somebody else do it, you right. can't suspend him.
Correct.
Because right. you didn't suspend that guy. So somebody could have got hurt. Did you see it that?
No, but here's the thing about that is they've not suspended people in the past for so long. So it's just the precedent has just carried on and carried on.
Well, they need to stop
changing that.
You got to stop that because that thing was right next to Carl Anthony Towns' foot. Yeah. Yeah. If he would have stepped on that, that wouldn't have been good.
Well, maybe we need a playoff win is all I'm saying. You know, I'm just saying.
What?
I'm a Nuggets fan, bro, from Denver.
He comes from out of the blue, don't he?
Out of nowhere.
So. Well, you know, I come from somewhere. I can tell you that much.
Again, Denver. Personally, I think somebody's got to be accountable. He should have been accountable for that when they had his press conference. He didn't apologize.
It was a bad look right. all around for sportsmanship, uh-huh. for basketball.
Right.
Because, mind you, there's been days that you're just better than me. That's I got to right. suck it up and give you your props and – come at it next time.
And they've been better than them for two games.
Exactly.
And a true champion is not going to whine.
Correct.
You know, you punch me in the mouth today, but tomorrow I'm going to punch back.
Because it doesn't mean it's over. Right.
That's
right.
I'm going to punch back tomorrow. That's matter of fact, that's what Ant-Man said.
Yeah.
This is what he said. He said they were in the huddle, and their coach Finch, I think his name is Finch, he said, all right, guys, they're going to make their run, so we got to be ready within their run. And he said he told him, yeah, I told everybody in the home, yeah, they going to make that run, but we going to punch back.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody say they going to make their run. Yeah. But he said we going to punch back. That's that different dynamic that we're getting right now, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I love it because it didn't matter what you bring to me when I was playing, I can still overcome it.
Okay.
And I'm going to give everything I got.
You know who punches back? Idoc and Smoke. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate your patience with us and getting everything up. Shout out to you guys. We really appreciate you guys listening and everything. I do want to say, though, before I always forget because I always want to mention it early, check out the Toilet Bowl Club every morning, Saturday at 8 a.m. live here on Podbean. Check them out. I should be there at 8:30. They start at 8 o'clock, so.
Yeah. And
join us.
Appreciate you,
definitely,
Smoke, for relaying my message that I posted on Twitter.
We call him Smoke because he sends out smoke signals.
Yeah, sends out those. And you notice we don't call Twitter X. Here, Twitter is Twitter.
Twitter is Twitter.
Gotcha.
So if you don't like it, I don't care.
I'll dead name a website. I don't care.
But yeah, appreciate that, Smoke. All the love, man. I tell you what, you are just you are about as consistent as Greg Maddux, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to tell you, you wearing that outside corner out. So we appreciate the love. But yeah, talking about the other group, you got the Dallas Mavericks and who, Malcolm?
Hold on a second.
The Mavericks. The
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, so I know Luka has been playing out of his mind. I think he got hurt last night. Mm-hmm. But did they pull that game out?
They're 1-1. Who won
that? So they lost Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, Luka, you know, people like, and this is what I hate for people to do, Dick. Mm. Okay. We had the Luka and the trade. Okay. That happened 6 years ago. Leave it alone. It's not happening. It's over. Everybody, I hate to hear people. Man, well, I know we should have kept Luka. Don't nobody want to hear that. That's been 6 years ago. It's done.
Yeah.
Trey is, we can't say that Trey ain't been a star for us. He's been a star for us.
Yeah, he's upheld his end of the bargain.
But you got to think, he ain't got around him what Luka got around him. Luka got Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Probably the best, one top three guards in the league.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So I hate it when people try to
let you know how hard it is. He still can't get to the very top with Kyrie.
Right. But you know, Luka. Now you want to talk about ball dominant? Trey ain't as ball dominant. No. Luka shoots about every time down.
Yeah.
So
slow pace. Bam. Bam.
But yeah. Now you know people, and I guarantee you, if he was in Atlanta shooting that much, right, they'd be trying to kill him.
Yeah.
I shoot all the time. He did see that.
Well, the ball doesn't move. It just sticks.
Yeah. So in that game with Oklahoma City, give me your chances on that.
Well, Oklahoma City, like I said, they're hungry, they're young, and they're not afraid. Those guys can play. I like their front court to where they have some size, and they don't just give up rebounds.
Right.
They don't just give up on the play. They hustle down the court defensively. They're going to get at you on the wing. You got to work to get your shot off, and I think that's what frustrates Luka a lot, that he can't get that step back because they still got the size.
Right. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Chet Holmgren as a player overall?
Honestly, I want to see him just be mean. I'd like him to be meaner.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to take another 30 pounds for him to get mean or what?
I would love to see it.
Yeah. You're probably going to see it before it's over. Because he's good now.
Right.
Yeah.
This boy is good. But yeah, he needed another 30.
I'm saying because it's his size, one, in the position that he plays, inherent, he can't be a guard. Mm-hmm. So I need him to be nasty.
Yeah.
I need him to get just a little bit
thicker.
Because
what is he, like 6'10", something like that? Yeah. He's like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I feel like I've shit things bigger than him. Like, he's just he's not a big dude. But not I mean, he plays well, though. He plays. And I guess it's the points that matter. So,
He playing. And Wemby wins the Rookie of the Year.
He won it before he got in the league, bro.
Okay, yeah. Just thought we'd let everybody know that don't know.
Well, you just got to speak French. That's all. getting back to Jokic and him winning the MVP, I think a lot of that actually has to do with the last few years where he hasn't. He's kind of gotten the shaft, and it's been fairly obvious. Mm. Where this year it's been of a correction. Not that he's played bad. Right. It's just that a lot of other people have played well.
Yeah.
So you could have called it either way. You know what I mean? But.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Well, I think the championship helped him as well. So
no doubt.
I mean, that one in itself, he was the most valuable player on the team.
Yeah, so. when you start getting those rings, they speak loudly, don't they?
Yes, sir.
So you picking Dallas in this series?
Well, I want to pick Dallas because I do like Kyrie Irving. I like the guards.
Oh yeah.
But I think Oklahoma City Thunder is ready. I think that team is not going to back down.
Yeah. Again, we getting some good basketball. You don't hear me say that about the NBA much.
Right.
And in these playoffs.
I've never heard you say that about the NBA.
It gives you the feel of the NCAA.
It does.
So you don't know who's going to come out on
top. It's kind of thrilling. And I think the main reason is because you got different teams in there that are hungry.
Right.
OKC is hungry.
Yeah.
Minnesota is very hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, it ain't the same old, same old.
I think it's good for the game overall that you have a different winner every year.
Yeah.
And the games are closer. Every point matters. Every play matters. Every call matters. And when you add that up, you get a real competition.
Yeah.
And that's what people are looking for. They're looking for an authentic competition.
So. Well, and you can tell in these playoffs that they're not playing regular season ball.
Right.
You can tell they're hustling, they're playing, and you wish you could get that throughout the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But don't give me layups, right?
Yeah.
But how much of it do you think it's because the usual suspects aren't there, so everybody's like, okay, this is our chance, versus the usual suspects aren't there, we might have a chance?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense in what you say. I mean, of course, if the Atlanta Hawks were in there,
mm-hmm.
and I got to use them,
yeah,
they super hungry,
yeah,
because we ain't never won nothing,
nope,
yeah.
So
except baseball.
But yeah, baseball.
The city of Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like we went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Though, yeah. I mean, if Trey don't get hurt, we right. may win that.
Yeah.
So I think they look. Boston ain't it, won in it that year. That's who beat us, ain't it? Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Golden State, all that, so yeah, you're going to get a whole different element because Steph Curry and them been in it year after year after year.
Right.
They almost play it like they playing regular season exactly. in a sense.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Because it's just another game to them.
Yep. Yeah. Like the Ming Dynasty and the Roman Empire, right. all legacies must fall. So
yeah. All right. Boston and Indiana, Malcolm.
Well, the Pacers, I like their point guard. And to me, when he can control the game, that's what makes them run.
Yeah.
I know the last game, even his jump shot has been pretty on pretty much from three. Okay. So,
Do you think the Pacers getting a bum deal on Colin?
Honestly, I don't because, again, you mentioned playoffs.
Yeah.
You mentioned they're playing the Knicks.
Yeah.
And you got to bring it. This ain't the 90 Knicks, but they're going to play some basketball.
Well, Knicks are a big market team.
Yep.
Known all over the world.
Right.
And they're in the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
And the NBA may want the Knicks to move on.
They may want the Knicks, but the spirit of Reggie, what was his name?
Miller.
Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Is alive and well in the Pacers arena. Mm. I think the Knicks gonna end up choking, which I hate. I hate to say it.
I don't know. I mean, they playing well now.
Yeah.
But
I would like to see it because I was born when they won their last championship.
The Knicks?
Yes.
Okay. So, what was that?
73. Yeah, that's my point.
I was, Willis Reed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see it.
And see,
I'm not going to have old jokes because I respect my elders.
Well, anytime you get a New York team to win anything, it's known all over the world because New York is like a world within a world.
The right. center of the universe.
Yes. And if Stephen A. Stephen A. said, I love everybody. Because, the Knicks are his team. He's from New
right.
York.
Right.
And he is just having a field day.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see old First Take when he comes on and he says, he'll say, let's roll, holla at your boy. He cracks me up, boy. When he do that and his eyes go up there, it looked like this boy having an orgasm. Oh, that's what it does. I'm trying to tell you.
That's a lot for this is a family show.
I'm just trying to tell you, man. I mean, it looked like he about to pass out. No, you don't sit there, holla at your boy.
Hey, but, Malcolm. Yeah. Sorry. Malcolm, what are your thoughts on the Knicks with a depleted roster?
Well, I like the Knicks just because they play hard.
That's because Brooklyn goes hard?
Yeah, well, they do. I mean, that team.
That's Tom Thibodeau's team, and they play hard.
Exactly. Yeah. And they box out. They rebound. They're not going to quit.
Well, they score points, man.
And it's hard to come by. It is. That's why they almost play a mucked up game.
Yeah.
They have to just make it nasty.
So, how much of this is on Brunson?
It's a lot on him on the offensive end.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and that's the other part. You know he's gonna do, but you can't stop him.
Yeah.
So when you say they have trouble putting the ball in the hoop, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So.
Jalen Brunson has turned into a superstar.
Yeah.
He is the go-to guy. He is carrying them. And I love it because
he creates separation on his shot.
Yes.
Just blows me.
And people gave up on him.
Yeah.
He was with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they let him walk. And look, I mean, best thing that ever happened to New York, man.
Yeah.
Give me your assessment of Jalen Brunson.
Well, it's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah.
Because coming out of Villanova, I really didn't know much of him until they made that run.
Right.
The first run, the way he took over the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a 6'10 guard coming out of the locker room,
right.
but he can control an offense at his pace. He don't have to run up and down, take it on, get his shot. He can get any shot on the court that he wants, and get his team involved.
I tell you, he reminds me of a left-handed Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
And I say that because as much as I don't like Isaiah Thomas, Isaiah Thomas was a killer point guard.
Yeah.
He would kill you in the times, like when you needed that little shot that Bronson got right there at the key.
Yeah.
I mean, at the free throw line, right in the paint. Mm-hmm. That was Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. You can set your watch to it, man. I'm so
and
accurate.
He's smaller than Isaiah. Isaiah was 6'1".
Yeah, he's smaller. So, I'm excited for them. I really don't care who wins that. You know, Indiana. I know Reggie Miller wants them to win, but right now I got to call that a toss up. What is it? 2-0 or 2-1?
Yeah, 2-0.
Well, if the Knicks win another game, I'm gonna have to call that one.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know if they can.
Doc thinks he's got $350 on the Pacers. And he says, yeah, he's worried about the Knicks being depleted, but they do have lots of grits. Lots of grit. Sorry. yeah, playing just those three players is going to catch up them, although Josh Hart is a beast. So,
yeah,
it's entertaining. I mean, worst case scenario, New York still has the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, all right, bro. Well, anyway, you know, there you have it on the playoffs. Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's pretty exciting to watch. I must say myself, I really didn't see that coming.
Right.
But I think with all the new blood, we're getting some new basketball. And hopefully the Atlanta Hawks will win. Oh, that's right. We're not in it all. Dang it. I forgot, man. I was thinking we were in it.
They didn't even buy tickets, bro.
I must be sick. But anyway, Dick, let's take a break right here. And, you know, when we come back, we got a lot more for you. I mean, we've been gone for practically 2 weeks. And our Braves, we got to get on the Braves horn and see what they're doing.
All right.
Back in a minute.
This is Zuma Finicchio, the new voice of action. And when you hear my vibration, it is only here to help you to unlock the power of your mind to success consciousness. I am so excited to introduce the launch of the brand new collection, Think. Yes, this is the official Think brand. This is the brand that celebrates your brilliance. And by you being a faithful Couch Potato Sports Report listener, when you check out, you're going to get an additional 15% off when you put in the promo code T-Bird. Yes, I said it. You would get 15% off with the promo code T-Bird. Celebrate your brilliance. Go to the official thinkbrand.com.
All right, coming back on the Couch Potato Sports Report, live from Cartersville, Georgia, Mission Road Studios.
Man, put some steak on it.
Got my boy Malcolm in the house tonight.
What's
going
on?
Encyclopedia, and I got Mr. Deck on the ones and the twos. I'm putting steak on it, man. I'm just easing into it.
I'm just easing. Ease the fuck out of vacation and ease the fuck onto the mic.
I thought this was a family show. He just said, said while it goes family show.
Listen, man, I cuss at my kids all the goddamn time, okay?
And he's throwing F bombs everywhere, right?
My kids thought their first name was motherfucker for so long, okay?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm the host. I bring it in the way I want to, and I take it out the way I want
to. Can you bring the most next time?
Well, look, he think we're in a recording studio where he the producer, and he trying to get me. Now you got to sing that song like this, right?
Hey, man, it worked for James Brown. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Atlanta Braves. Deck, we're struggling a little bit. We don't won the last two games, but our big boppers ain't hitting the ball.
You know what? They just warming up, baby. they just warm it up. I realized something about statistics because a friend of mine's, or Jack's teammates, he's in a bit of a slump and he's normally one of the best hitters. And so in life, you have a set amount of misses and you have a set amount of hits. And the more you get all those misses out of the way, the closer you are to getting to that cache of hits that's available to you. And I think statistically speaking, they're gonna even out pretty soon. It's early in the season. We gonna be all right.
Well, you see, I'm representing tonight. I got my City Connect jersey on tonight because I'm a Brave through and through. And you know who I got on my back.
Looking cleaner than a bar of soap, bro.
Yeah. I got Ron Acuña. All my jerseys in baseball are Ron Acuña Jr. That's my guy.
Not one Chipper Jones.
I got a Chipper.
Okay.
I got a Chipper in my basement.
All right. I'll let it slide.
But this is the thing. Ron was the MVP last year. Mm-hmm. I think he's batting like 268, flops around 273. He's not having a Ron Acuña year, but he's having a good year for anybody else.
Correct.
It's still early. I think him and Matt Olson and Rod, I think the hotter it gets, I really think they'll start hitting. They're pitching Ron a little differently, and he's going to have to make that adjustment.
Correct.
He's going to have to make that adjustment. But we were winning the division up until the other day, and we ain't even – our big boppers ain't even hitting. So once they hit, you got to think that I still think that we're going to win the division before it's said and done now.
Well, and the thing I was going to say, to me, you're looking at it a little bit wrong because the one thing that's not lacking in Atlanta is defense.
Okay.
They're tied for the division lead. If you look at it, it's just the wins. They haven't played as many games as the Phillies. True. That's why they're in first place.
Yeah.
But their bats may be slumping, but those gloves.
Orlando Arcia is a magician out there at shortstop.
Yes, sir.
And he was supposed to have been a downgrade from Dansby.
Correct.
Now, I love Dansby Swanson, but Arcia, you see the plays he made the other day? Oh, my God.
Well, I can't even lie to you. I vaguely know Dansby Swanson. I'm biased. I love black people. I'm sorry. I am. So,
hey, man. Speak your truth,
bro. I can't help it.
But look, Dansby was a hell of a ball player for the Braves.
I'll say he was good.
He's from Marietta.
He couldn't steal bases.
He married a black woman.
Well, so. Arcia ain't stealing bases either.
Well, but he hit the ball a whole lot better than Dansby does.
No, I don't.
Extra base hits, yeah, he does.
No, I don't.
Extra base hits, yeah.
No, I don't.
If he hits it in the gap, Dansby ain't getting a triple. Dansby doesn't get a triple off a hit in the gap. Yes. I've never seen him do it ever in my life.
Arcia is playing so well, I forgot who the previous – I know he's
listen now. I ain't gonna let y'all kill Dansby like that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Dansby was an all-star shortstop for us.
He's on your Christmas
Dansby,
list.
Huh?
He's on your Christmas list.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He had a big home run in the World Series right before Solars, and Solars was so dramatic, everybody forgot about Dansby.
Yeah, that's true.
So Solars' ball is still going.
Yeah, yeah.
But Dansby was the one that got that home run right before his.
Yeah.
Dansby was the catalyst, but apparently, AA, you got to give AA all the credit in the world. I mean, you let Dansby walk and you bring in Arcia, and everybody's saying, huh? Arcia ain't did nothing but be an all star.
Yeah.
He's having a heck of a year this year. So, yeah, I'm going to give props to both, but I can't take nothing away. Dansby is a heck of a player.
I'm not saying he's not.
I'm just telling you, he's a heck of a player.
I let a white guy say it. I don't want to say it.
But
I'm going
to
let somebody.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
To me, it does. Tim McCarver can say Dansby's a great player. I don't want to do it.
Okay. But look, we ain't going to be biased like that.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's okay for you not to be that way, but I want to be that way.
I'm going to cheer on somebody without putting somebody else down.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak out of your term, but is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, but we're not going to be biased like that. I mean, you can feel that way if you want to, but. You know, on the show, we want to. I ain't thinking about necessarily black and white right there. I'm thinking about the ball player for the ball player.
It's ironic that you say you're not thinking black and white, but who's on your jersey?
I love Ron Acuña.
I know, but he's not white either.
But I just love him. It just happens to be black.
Can't we all just get along?
Just happens to be? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
so it means dwindle down to where it just happened to be.
Some of my favorite fans are white. Okay, like, can we just get off the like black white thing?
Okay, the Door
is white. This is a merit based sport.
Yeah, the Door is white. Okay, I got you. The lights.
And I'll be honest with you, Malcolm, coming from you, I never thought I'd hear that.
Well, because the thing is, my name. I got my name because my dad read the autobiography of Malcolm X and it changed his life.
I got that.
It helped change my life my freshman year of college when I found out who Malcolm was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it ain't that I dislike white. I just love me. That's it.
I love me. And I'm sure Dak love him too. What I'm talking about is Dansby Swanson and Orlando Arcia, and I like the ball players. Okay. I like the ball players.
I'm biased because I like one more than I do the other. I'll put it to you this way. In basketball, Larry Bird was an awesome ball player.
Yes.
Michael Jordan was my favorite, hands down.
Can you stop hitting the table?
Me? Larry Bird was great.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan, my favorite, hands down.
Michael Jordan's my favorite.
Yeah.
I get the gist.
Okay.
All right. Going back to Orlando and Dansby, I feel like Orlando's a step up, even though a lot of people didn't expect him to be. He's playing well. He hits. I think he hits pretty good, right?
He runs.
Right.
Yeah, everything with athleticism is a step up. That's not a put down on Dansby.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Well, yeah. Okay. But, you know, Arcia didn't have a body of work because he started in Milwaukee.
Right.
He was just, when he came to Atlanta, he really came into his own.
Yeah.
So he's we've getting way more than I think even Double A thought. Mm. They knew he had a great glove. He could hit some.
Right.
But yeah, he's playing great. I'm happy with him. I mean, he's making some wizard plays at shortstop.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Yeah. So
I mean, he's on our team. Younger. So
I mean, again, you got to give all the credit in the world to Double A to have the foresight to say, okay, we're going to be okay with Arcia.
Right. What's a testament to your minor league as well.
And your scout. Well, yeah. He came from Milwaukee.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying he was a lower player. They knew him. The scouting team knew about him.
Yeah. They knew. So.
But didn't they also have that Vaughn?
Vaughn Grissom.
Yeah, Vaughn Grissom. He was good, but like Arcia is better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but Vaughn – it's apparent that he wasn't a shortstop.
Yeah.
Second baseman.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, because he don't have the range. Right. He's just not a shortstop. We tried to give it to him, and he couldn't win. Now, in Boston, which we just swept Boston two games, Vaughn got a great bat, but, you know, he didn't do nothing against us, and that's to our credit. But I think he's up in Boston, don't have the pressure that he had in Atlanta, and I think he's going to be a good ball player. We just didn't have a spot for him anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it turned out to be a good trade. We get Chris Sale. I mean, he's pitching lights out.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want him in October.
Yeah. We want him all in October. Yeah. So, Marcel Ozuna, come on, somebody. Leading the league in home runs and RBIs, and we wanted to get rid of him last year. Mm. At this time last year, everybody wanted Marcel Ozuna out of town.
For the last 2 years, you were like, oh, why do we still got him? We got him. Look,
and he was batting last year this time, 085. Mm. And then he went wild and been doing it ever since.
He was talking about getting Salar back.
Oh, yeah. I still love to have Salar. I still ain't understood that. Why we even let him get out of town. I mean, that ball's still going. So, anyway, we're going to go around the horn. Our pitching hadn't really been bad, Malcolm. Mm-hmm. We probably lost a couple of games we should have won because we didn't hit.
Right.
And but our bullpen's been okay. We had a couple of injuries there. Tyler Masick went down here on the 15 IL. Of course, you lost Strider. And then there's one more, I think, that went down. But overall, bullpen's been good. Starting pitching hasn't been bad. Lopez has been good in the fifth spot. So, I mean, you know, all we got to do is say it's early and we're going to hit and we're going to win.
Yeah, I think that defense is going to hold off to what that's what they can lean on now until the bats wake up.
No doubt. Austin Riley's playing just wonderful third base.
Yes, sir.
And
anything on the ground, it's a,
it's pretty much.
Yeah.
And in left field, you got Kelnick, who throwing people out. I'm like, Kelnick? He throwing people out from left field. Had a couple of hits on the other night. Had a 2-run homer. So, you know, he in the platoon with Adam Duvall Deck. And, you know, Snit learned that platooning from Bobby Cox.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that was his mentor, and he platoons just like Bobby. Because think about it. Kelnick hits a 2-run homer the other night. Then he comes back up. He gets another hit. He makes a great catch in the outfield. And then he pitch hits for him. Mm. That's got to be hard on a brother.
Right.
Because I'm looking like, bro, we won the game 5-0. To me, you let Kelnick finish that game. Mm. But at the same time, he looking like, well, I can get Duvall on that bat here.
Right. Well, because you're looking at stats can't overtake the team goal.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right. And so, and I'm sure that they have those conversations and those guys know going in,
yeah,
you know, this is the way we're going to play it because they had a team meeting before the game.
162
games. Yeah. So, hey, you know.
It's a lot of wear and tear, bro. And you got to remember, they're still healing up from,
correct, yeah,
you know, last season. I mean, unless you're Acuña who does like a shift down in Venezuela. Just going down there cleaning house, keeping warm, you know, exactly, what I'm saying? Keeping his gunpowder dry. So.
And a lot of people, you know, you had people on social media saying, well, he shouldn't have been playing. Well, he played the year before. He won the MVP too. So yeah.
He's just staying sharp. He doesn't get that slump. You know what I'm saying? You know how, like,
well, kids, he in it.
I mean, yeah.
But you go through that in baseball. That is baseball.
But see, that's what I'm saying. When people say slump, I think they're only talking about the bat. Baseball is more than that.
Yeah, it's defense and everything. Yeah.
So if you look at him in the field, what kind of slump is he having?
Yeah, but people are going to say that because he hit 41 homers, he stole 73 stolen bases.
But again, are you watching the game, though? That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but Malcolm, what you got to understand is the average fan don't watch the game the way you do and the way I do.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, okay.
Because those are the ones that's saying, oh, he's in a slump. They didn't care about him throwing that guy out at the plate.
Right.
But he didn't get no hit.
Right.
That's the average.
And that doesn't mean you had a bad game.
No, it doesn't. But that's the average fan. That it also doesn't mean if you hit the ball hard and you hit it right at somebody, you get out, you still hit the ball hard. Mm-hmm. And that's what the manager remembers. He says, yeah, he knocked the smack out of the ball, but he hit it right at somebody.
Yeah.
I can't take that away from him. In my mind, that's a hit to him.
Yeah.
So
see, but if you look at it, it's the team overall. Because even Michael Harris is at 255,
right?
You know, like it's just, I think it's just the weather or something. Right. You know, maybe Mercury's in retrograde. Mm. Who knows what it is? But it's affecting all of them. I think once they get out of that mood and start getting into, you know, real baseball.
Well, it's just the highs and
conversation.
It's just the highs and lows of baseball,
right?
Yeah,
in a 162 game season, you go through that, and you go through the highs and you go through the lows, and you got to understand that that's baseball. That's why Michael Harris is gonna play every day.
Yeah,
that's why Matt Olson. I don't think you pull him out. You let him keep batting.
Yeah,
because that's your lineup, so he can pull out of it. You got to have opportunities in baseball. What is it? If you get it hit 3 out of 7 times, three out of 10,
yeah,
you go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So 3 out of 10 now.
And, yeah, and they're going to turn it on later. Statistically speaking, right, they're only going to get better.
Right. So, they're going to get better because they adjusting. They working. They doing what they got to do.
My stepdad's not mean. He's just adjusting. So anybody that knows that, if anybody who knows that, what movie that's from, go ahead and put that in and I don't know. I'll figure out a prize one of these days.
What we got with us?
Right now, we just got Doc and Smoke. But, you know, when you got the purist, you got the purist. That's all we need.
Oh, yeah. Do it the way you do it. Say it the way you like.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Malcolm?
Yes, sir.
We always get, like, way more listeners after the show than the few days after.
Yeah, they'll listen.
Yeah, so.
Another question I want to ask you guys. The addition of Chris Sale, how much has that helped us, Malcolm?
psychologically, I think it's helped a lot, because on that however many days he pitches, when he's on the mound, you can feel confident about it.
That you got a great chance to win.
Yeah, well, he's going to go one deep,
right,
to where your bullpen can rest. Everybody's going to rest.
Everybody can rest.
Yeah.
Dick?
Oh, yeah. Hands down, no question about it. You know, but then everybody also knows you got to play. Everybody still knows you got to play. And it's a little harder. It's a little bit more wackier whenever anybody else is pitching. But having him there, man, it's like everybody's dancing to the same song.
I think it's helped stabilize our pitching staff. As long as he can stay healthy,
yeah.
I think it's made Max Fried better. Because Fried hadn't pitched bad his last two or three outings. He in his contract year, so I know he feeling that.
Right.
Because in the back of his mind, he's wondering, am I going to stay here or am I going? If they offer me something, do I want to take it to stay in Atlanta or do I want to go for the money and go over there? Because he's going to have that option. Lopez, our fifth starter, is pitching out of his mind.
Yeah.
Again, credit AA for bringing him in. He's just been great. Pitched well the other night.
Yeah.
And got a no decision. So, it's amazing. You know, we were talking about how a lot of people don't understand when I say he stabilized our pitching staff.
Right.
He stabilized it. Sale has.
Absolutely.
Because he smoothed out a bump that we had. I think he's the, number one or number two starter?
I think he's number two starter.
Yeah.
Well, Strider would have been the first, so correct. Sale goes to number one.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So, and Fried is three, which now he's the two.
Yeah.
And so I just he's pitching well. Got to keep him healthy, though.
Right.
That's his
big
stick.
Yeah.
Got to keep him
healthy. I mean, I think if anything there's to worry about in the long run, it's going to be Charlie Morton. I mean, he's 40.
Right.
There's only so much. There's only so much more gas in the tank, baby. So much more gas in the tank.
Well, when he pitches, that's when the Braves need to hit.
Yes.
True, so yeah, yeah.
That's when it comes. Right. Charlie going to hit about five people during the game.
That's okay. We didn't like them people anyway, okay?
He going to hit somebody on that back foot. Then he going to hit them in the hip. And I don't worry about Charlie because he's been throwing that curveball for about 15 years and his arm's still good.
Yeah.
Charlie got something. How you throw curveballs that much for the all those years. Curveball is his best pitch.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking on Wikipedia and his actual real name, his birth name is Tommy John. So who knows?
Yeah. that's a good one.
Did you see the look on his face when he was like,
I had to catch up with that. That went around the corner. I had to catch up with.
Hey, man, as long as you got to it, bro. As long as you got to it.
Well, anyway, hey. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more baseball with Carsville Purple Hurricanes.
Oh, so Malcolm,
I know you can speak to that.
We're going
to
talk real baseball now.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there. That's better.
All right, guys, back in a minute.
This is Zuma Finicchio, the new voice of action. And when you hear my vibration, it is only here to help you to unlock the power of your mind to success consciousness. I am so excited to introduce the launch of the brand new collection, Think. Yes, this is the official Think brand. This is the brand that celebrates your brilliance. And by you being a faithful Couch Potato Sports Report listener, when you check out, you're going to get an additional 15% off when you put in the promo code T-Bird. Yes, I said it. You would get 15% off with the promo code T-Bird. Celebrate your brilliance. Go to the official thinkbrand.com.
Hey, this is producer Dex with the Couch Potato Sports Report. I have so much fun watching these guys talk about sports like they're sitting around a water cooler. There are a few things that can compare to sharing your peace of mind about something that you care about. Have you ever thought about telling the world what you know? That's where Podbean comes in. Podbean is a podcast platform that combines live streaming, analytics, a website,
and more all in one place. You can create, record, distribute, manage, and monetize your pod from a desktop or phone app. Start with the basic free plan and receive a $100 credit for advertising to build your audience. Now go to the show notes, click on the link, and you will receive $100 advertising credit when you start your podcast today. Also, it's a great way to support the show.
All right, coming back on the Couch Potato Sports Report, we are going downhill right now, guys. We went uphill because we started late, and now we on the move to go downhill. And we're going to stay with baseball with our local team. The Cartersville Purple Hurricanes are doing it only the way they know how to do it, Malcolm.
It's ironic that you use the word down because that's where they are this evening.
Yeah.
In Ware County. They are playing some really good baseball.
They playing really good baseball. They're in the Final Four for state championship.
Yes, sir.
So
went 12-0 in their region.
Okay, 12-0 in our region, yeah. And Malcolm, that is just customary for us to be there.
It's expected.
Expected. Let's see, Dick. I believe I want to tell you that we won six titles out of 9 years
since 2000.
Yeah. How about that?
That's okay.
That don't happen in Denver, do it, Malcolm?
No, because all the teams are good, so all the teams get a chance to win. Okay.
All of them are what?
All of them are good. So all of them get a chance to win. That's how that works.
Yeah, but you say y'all get a chance to win. We win. How about that? Tell them, Malcolm.
Yeah. Okay, great.
When you it comes to baseball, they don't play in Cartersville.
You got a bunch of steroid kids beating up on some math nerds. Good job.
Here we go.
So what happened to the family show? We bring steroids.
Yeah, that we start bringing that bar. I'll tell you,
Malcolm. This is a family show. I don't like no kids, man. I'm trying to tell you that.
Well, Malcolm, can you give us a little lowdown on Cartersville baseball team?
That team, they're very good. They're well coached. They hit every phase of baseball that you play, they play it as best it can be played. They run, they hit, they field, they throw. Mm-hmm. I've been to all the state playoff games, which was held at home.
Right. This is
the first one to be on the road.
Right.
You wouldn't be disappointed. Going, if you travel to Ware County, you wouldn't be disappointed watching
right.
Cartersville.
Right. They're well coached. Kyle Tucker's the coach.
Yeah.
Coming off of Stuart Chester's tree, mm-hmm. coaching tree.
Yeah.
And they hadn't missed a beat since Stuart left.
It almost seems like he's still there.
That's right.
Yeah. You can tell by the way they warm up.
Right. So. He went to Buford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's year in and year out. And I want to mention this, that You know, people that don't go to college, they recruit. They don't recruit. And let me tell you why. When you got a program like Cartersville's, you don't have to recruit.
No.
Because parents bring their kids there.
They want to come.
They want to come here.
Yes.
Just like in football.
Yeah.
You don't have to recruit. So let's just throw that out the window. We're not recruiting. Parents, they'll send their kids to go to Cass to middle school, Woodland to middle school. But when they get to high school, come into Cartersville.
Yeah.
They come from the Cartersville from other towns and everywhere else because of the program. So that's a credit to the school board and everybody involved with that, the coaching staff. Very well coached. And we are a charter school.
Yes, sir.
So the academics are
second to none. Second You're going to the next level.
You're going to the next level. Dick, what you got to say?
Do you know why the Hurricanes changed their field from grass to turf?
Yeah.
To keep the cheerleaders from grazing.
This boy. He been drinking that bourbon again, ain't he, Matt?
He liked it.
He been drinking that bourbon.
Don't play like you didn't like that one.
The reason why we getting all them renovations in that stadium looking like a college stadium is because you win.
Exactly. And that's what about
NIL.
It's about to happen to the baseball stadium as well.
Right. What are they going to do that, man?
They're going to renovate that. They got a $10 million renovation going for that.
Okay. Yeah. What are they going to do? Like, it's going to stay right there,
correct.
Right?
Yes. They're going to widen, you know, the stands, the seating area.
Yeah. Are they going to put it almost like bowl like?
Correct. Yep.
So on the left side, facing home plate.
Yes.
The left side and the right side, they're going to be bigger.
Yeah. They're going to add more seats. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. I look, when you win,
yeah,
That's what happens. You get a true baseball stadium.
Right, exactly.
You get a true football stadium.
Their practice facility is second to none.
Yes. So, yeah. I mean, just
Georgia AAU. That's all it is, man. All the sponsorships. In fact, Jack had a Juice Box Jack had a practice there yesterday. You know, I meant to call you up and just be like, why don't you come down for a minute? But we are already there. And so, but it was over at the landing point or whatever it's called.
Lake Point.
Yeah,
we're at Lake Point.
It was just up at Lake Point.
15 minutes from me.
Bro, you don't understand. Like, every parent that I talked to from, like, the parking lot to where we were at, they're like, man, we should have called an Uber to get from the parking lot because it was so big.
Yeah.
Like, it's vast. It's like a small country. You know what I'm saying?
Look, that was the whole idea for Lake Point.
Yeah.
You bring everybody to the center of everybody, scouts and everybody come right there to see all the talent.
Yeah. There was actually.
And they still building.
They had baseball, or not baseball, but a basketball tournament.
Yes. And they got 12 courts in there.
Kevin Durant was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see him?
No, I didn't see him because I didn't find out about it until after.
LeBron's been there.
I don't care about Kevin Durant, though. He looked like an old man. But he looked like he about to kick somebody off his lawn, man.
Look, LeBron's been there with Bronny.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's his name? Baseball, Clemens.
Roger
Clemens was there with his son. Andre Agassi has been there.
Wow.
I mean, they coming in there from everywhere, bro. That's why they finna build more hotels in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And they got them villas going up there. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, look.
Perhaps a chateau. Maybe an Airbnb or two, a little Vrbo.
Look, I'm telling you, these people coming from all across the country.
Listen, okay, big Cartersville Tourism Board over here. Okay,
we're just telling the truth.
It's there,
man. You're in the pocket. Why don't they just sponsor the show, dude? It's since you got big Bartow County in your back pocket. Why don't they just sponsor the show? You know what I'm saying?
Well, big Colorado ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing jack. What they doing, Malcolm? Mm. Ain't nobody talking about Colorado over here.
I have an uncle that lives out in Colorado.
Yeah. Ain't nobody talking about nothing.
I'm a fucking mute you, man. I just hit this goddamn mute button. I have no retort.
But Malcolm, finishing up with Cartersville baseball, tell us about the renovations and all that.
Well, they're going to do the field. I think they're going to put turf on the baseball field now.
Okay.
And they're redoing the stands.
Drainage system?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have a larger, what kind of seats are they called? The season ticket seats.
Yeah.
They're going to make that area larger as well.
Okay.
Just for a better fan experience.
Right. And again, you get that by winning.
Yes, exactly.
And what about the football field?
Ooh, the football stadium. They're going to expand those seats as well.
Okay.
The walkway is going to be a wider
area.
In between the breezeway is going to be a little bit wider. More room. It's visitor friendly for people to be able to move and walk around.
Right.
So.
Okay. And folks, the reason why Malcolm knows all this is because he owns a school board. So we got inside information on this. And Malcolm is our local school board guy. So. And credit to Malcolm for that. And thanks for bringing it to the Couch Potato Sports Report, because if you don't read the paper or listen to the radio, you heard it here first.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. But, you know, Cartersville's got Ware County. So they got to win those two games. It's always a two-game
series. Two out of three.
So you got to win that to go to the semifinals. And hey, we right there.
Let's go Waycross.
Yeah. Waycross can win all they want. We playing Ware County, ain't we?
Yeah. Is it Waycross in Ware County?
I don't know where it is.
I don't think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're playing Waycross in Ware County.
Well, they Ware County.
No, we're playing Ware County.
Okay, Ware County.
We're playing Ware County.
Yeah.
Let's go Ware Bears. Let's go Ware Bears.
Boy, you go. He's gone.
Oh, man. Hey, the Pacers are up 12-4.
Rumor has it
that Doc's going to buy everybody dinner if the Pacers win. I'm putting that rumor out there now. So,
That who?
The rumor that IDOC is going to buy everybody dinner.
How are we going to get off of? He going to just call the place we go to and give him the old car?
Man, I don't know. It's his money.
Well, IDOC do it in the country. That's right, because he in Indiana.
Yeah, yeah. He put money down on the, he said Frosties for all. I'll take that Frosty. Is he
getting them off the Wendy's app where they're free?
Man, are we sponsored by Wendy's now too? I'm just saying. Yo, y'all reach out, man. Like, come on, man.
Well, you know, IDOC, I got a sister that lives in Indiana as well. So, hey.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah. So we reach all people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move over, Dick, to Atlanta United. They're kind of falling short this season, and they've got a great team.
They do have a great team. The thing is that last game that they lost, they played up against Minnesota, who's like number two in the West. So it's not like they played up against a slouch team and lost. But in the East, those teams are strong. You know, the teams are really strong. Inter Miami at one, Cincinnati at two, Toronto came out of nowhere. Red Bulls have always been strong. Columbus has always been strong. Charlotte's starting to show up. New York City FC is there. Then Philly, DC, and then us. And so we're right out of like the final playoff series. But I think they just need a couple acquisitions, to be quite honest with you. They've had the absence of Miles Robinson since he got traded and everything.
Yeah, and I hated that.
It is what it is, man. Like, you know, sometimes you got to move on to, you got to step back to, you know, go ahead. So,
well, they got DC United tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what's the lowdown on DC?
Man, we can kick DC's ass. We beat them before. Like, we've gone out and like spanked them. It was just like a snuff film. But it's we've beaten them before. We should beat them. I don't see why that shouldn't happen. So,
I think they're at the door.
It's open. The door's open. Okay. I'll get them.
So you got, then you got Charlotte, then you got Minnesota, Malcolm, and, you know, I'm still waiting on Dick to take us to a game.
Okay, gotcha.
And
it'll be my first professional soccer game. So,
and Dick don't know it, but he gonna pay for the tickets and the food.
Okay,
ain't that right, Dick?
I will pay for it with your credit card.
Yeah, you gonna pay for the tickets,
whatever,
and the food,
whatever your credit card limit is, bro. I will swipe the shit out of that.
So
like that, a ninja.
They got Charlotte and Minnesota coming up. And give us a lowdown on that.
They should be Charlotte. Minnesota is a tough team.
Yeah.
They pulled it together, man. Just some teams just pulled together. It's the same thing with Inter Miami. To be honest with you, Inter Miami, they're like three people. Mm-hmm. They really are. And they're just a junior Barcelona team.
Yeah.
But that just goes to the level of talent, because these are just a bunch of old heads playing.
Right.
So the level of talent in like La Liga.
Right.
Oh, bro, they come over here and school everybody.
Oh, so. Yeah. It's just, I didn't believe it until I seen it, Malcolm. Mm. I mean, Dick was trying to tell me the difference in Premier League and MLS and all that.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking when I first looked at soccer, I thought MLS was top of the line, but
right.
It's the bottom of the barrel.
Wow.
If that.
It's the bottom of the barrel.
It's like a high school team, bro. Like, if you've ever seen like a high school team play up against a college team, now imagine a high school team playing against a pro team.
Yeah.
And it's just the speed, the tactics, the ferocity, just everything. Just, you can't have an English pro, like the lowest league La Liga team. Yeah. I don't know who's at the bottom, Elche or somebody. They would come over here and they were just, everybody would score. The goalkeeper would score. Just wow. Everybody, the ball boy would come in for a shift. It just, bro, you know, it's a culture there, man.
Yeah,
like right now on some beach in Ipanema, there's somebody that's kicking a soccer ball around because they got nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's just like, we don't have that here. We don't have people getting touches here. Right. So all these American players, they ain't shit, man. Like this is why I always had that argument that the US men's will never win the World Cup ever. And if they do, it'll be 50 years.
Well, why do the ladies win it and the men don't?
Because the American diet, and if you look at the level of investment in other countries in women playing.
Right.
It's roughly right about the same as us. So you got the American women's diet and, you know, because, like, let's be honest, we got big bitches. So. Well, the door is unlocked. So.
Were they out there?
Nobody's out there. But yeah, you know, it's just like, remember that one year when they played up against, I think it was like Thailand.
Yeah.
And they beat them like 13-0 at the half. It's just like, it was just, it was rough, dude. It was just like, it was rough. It was like a boxing match with a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy, man.
Well, hey, it is what it is, man. You got your takes on soccer, Malcolm?
I do not. I like the sport, though, but I don't have any takes on it just yet because I haven't found my go-to player.
Yeah, I know you got to be in shape.
Yeah, very much so.
And, you know, one thing that I found out that it's a lot of injuries in soccer.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, dude, you're running. All right, so the average soccer player runs, I think it was like 10 miles per game or something like that, 10 kilometers a game, whatever. It feels the same. You do that much running, your leg muscles are, they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
So any sort of tap, it really hurts.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It does not tickle whatsoever. So
yeah, because I've seen them go down. They look like they got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
I know some of them be dogging it a little bit.
Yeah, some of them. But I mean, honestly, it's they are.
Oh yeah.
It hurts.
I know it does.
It sucks.
I know it does. But anyway, that's gonna wrap it up for this week, guys.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I want to move on to parting shots. Malcolm, you started off.
Hold on. Before you get to that, Smoke just reminded me that the Philadelphia Union just signed a 14-year-old kid who is supposed to go to Man City when he turns 18. What country is that kid from? Probably a good question. He's probably second generation or first generation American, if I were to find out. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He could be Pele's great-great-great-grandson.
Yeah, but is he from – is his family from, like, Colombia or some shit?
I don't know.
All right. Well, he's typing, so.
I don't know. Malcolm, go ahead.
Well, we're 2 weeks out to the date. My nephew will be graduating from Cartersville High.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. And he's got a scholarship going to Faulkner University to play football.
Okay.
Yeah, strong safety.
Oh, congratulations to
what's
Faulkner.
What's his name?
Caleb Cooley.
Caleb Cooley, yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Appreciate that.
All right, Dad.
Parting shots. Yeah, to all the parents out there that coach their kids, be nice to them because they're 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, or whatever age your kid is. And because I've seen this a lot lately, just minor bullying. If your kid can't catch, that's more of a reflection on you than them. They're 5. They're not going to be able to catch all the time. So just be nice to your kids, man. That's all I'm saying. And bring back the Choco Taco.
Taco.
Yeah. Caven Sullivan. I'm going to look this little brat up.
All right.
Need to try to use the bat.
Okay. Well, my parting shot is the ELW, Italy Wilkins Future Stars. They finished second in the tournament last week in Dallas, Georgia. Excited about that. Hey, you get a first-place trophy 1 week, get a second-place trophy the next. Got to be excited about that. So still playing and growing and having a good time. So all the riding and all the eating and all the sleeping on the way from game to game, you know, it's a lot of fun. So we're having a good time with that.
Yo, congrats, man.
So yeah.
Congrats. I saw Trenton smiling that picture and everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fueling up at Waffle House in between.
Well, you know, you got to fill up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But anyway, guys, we want to thank everybody for joining us this week. And we will be back same time next week, right, Dick?
Yes.
At 6 o'clock, actually.
On time next week.
Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Toilet Bowl Club. But I won't be there till 8:30. So, but yes, please enjoy the likes of Angie and my man Smoke. And, of course, Doc will be there. Mad Humper, Shorty, the whole nine. So.
And Smoke. I'm going to be asleep. So anyway, guys, see you next week.
Good night.